If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to Mozzarella Monday in a second. Before that, Bill, I have to ask, you went back to Pender for your reunion this weekend. Did you put on the Pender Pendragons lights on your Halo lights in the house to celebrate that at all?
Last night we went red, white, and blue. Did not celebrate that last night.
Okay.
But I'm telling you what, right now, the number of lights that I saw, even driving back, I saw the Halo lights kind of all throughout the state.
Did you?
And it is happy time is what it is. Driving in this morning, I saw them on Chick-fil-A on, 48th and O?
Yep, that's right.
I thought they've got them going.
Do they?
Who's probably one of the lead businesses in the world? Chick-fil-A. And what'd they go to? Halo lights. Does that not tell you everything?
It tells me a lot.
End of the story right there.
Right now, and the thing is, everybody's going to want these at Christmas time. They're also going to go, hey, Bill, can we get these lights now? Not November 30th. No, you're not. Too late. They got to go up now. They got to get them in now. And the crew that comes by is absolutely incredible. I did the other, where was I doing something? Laura was out of town. I got home ahead of her on Saturday night, and I texted her to please dim the lights from her phone, and she did.
Wow.
She dimmed the, and she was in Omaha. She was in Omaha.
That's how it works.
Dimmed the lights from Omaha.
She dimmed them.
Yeah.
Just like
how incredible is that,
simple.
Steve?
Pretty incredible. The stadium where you played at Wesleyan, there's a house that it's directly east of the stadium.
Okay.
Halo lights, red, white, and blue. I noticed it two
So right
ago.
Off of 56 there?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, I love
job.
That area.
Walker, I think it was 56 and
Walker. There you go. Huntington, get down.
Halo.
Own that area.
HaloCustomLighting.com. Check it out today. It is time for Mozzarella Monday. We give away $25 to Valentino's every Monday for those who we decide who has the best of the weekend in life, sports, etc.
Okay.
So we have people who are chiming in. We also have a phone call off the bat. Taking a phone call.
A phone call. Don't bring it in.
Okay. We've got Hannah on the line. Hannah, Mozzarella Monday, what do you have off the bat for us?
Hannah.
For best news of the day, we got married this last weekend.
Oh, my.
Hang on.
Whoa.
Walk us through the marriage.
Yep. Help us out, Hannah.
Okay. So I got married to Derek Swanson, and we had our ceremony at a church in Pittsburgh. By Pick Girl, and we have the reception at the Delray in the Haymarket.
You've been there, Bill.
You know the
Delray.
Delray is Delray 817. Is that right, or something like that?
Yes, yeah, you've that's
got
the
it.
One.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it? Oh,
yes.
Did you see Blitzkrieg?
Amazing job.
Did you see Blitzkrieg there,
Mr. Blitzkrieg? You see him? No,
he wasn't there. That's okay. This is incredible. How did the wedding go, and how'd the venue go afterwards? Give us a little bit of insight on that.
It went really good. Our pastor did a phenomenal job, threw in some jokes there, and
jokes.
We took a bus up to the reception, and it was great.
Oh, this sounds incredible. How old are you, Hannah? Can you tell us that?
I'm 27.
27. Okay. Perfect time to get married. You nailed it.
Agreed.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on your nuptials, and you guys are a very strong contender for the gift card today.
Thank you for being a breaker.
She took time to call.
She did.
She took time to call.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Hannah and Derek.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Good
Hannah
call.
And Derek.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, guys.
How about that?
It's a good start there. Phone call.
You can
got
just
married.
Hear the bliss in her voice.
There's a lot of bliss.
How about this?
Wedded.
So they got married Saturday, went down to the Delray 817, right down here in the Haymarket, and then called in on Monday morning. They're on their honeymoon.
Part of the honeymoon.
They're on their part of their honeymoon was to listen to the show.
We wish that more people would include us in their honeymoon.
We'd like to be more of a honeymoon-based show, if we could.
I mean, you are Dr. Love.
That's true.
There's a lot of Dr. guys. Love success stories out there. There are.
These guys were, they were like a week ago. That wasn't even going to happen.
We're not going to get into that.
Hey, so that's a good start there.
Mozzarella Monday.
Okay. Off to him.
What else you got
next
for
up,
us, Jake?
We got Mitch in GI says, my now wife and I also got married on Saturday. We're at the airport in Omaha, headed to St. Lucia. We'll be listening from the beach to early break all week.
Been to St. Lucia.
So we've got two people
nice,
got married.
Nice,
and they're breakers.
Nice job.
They were in the airport heading to St. Lucia.
St. Lucia's a beautiful spot.
Nice. And they're in the airport right now.
Yes.
Names again, Jake.
That was G.I. Mitch.
Hey, Jake, St. Lucia's where that picture is. The mud bath.
Bill needs to see that.
You
picture.
Did a mud bath?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. We need to find that picture.
I need to see
again.
That if I could, Steve.
Used to be on display at the old station, and it went
missing. Mitch is on his way with his bride to St. Lucia. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Next up, we've got Jared in Ord, so our second Ord listener. Okay. We had, Tom earlier, and then we have Jared now. It says, we went to our friend's cabin down by Tecumseh, hung out at their pool all day Saturday, and finished the weekend with a round of golf at the Tecumseh Country Club yesterday, a much-needed, relaxing weekend. That's
good Jared.
Job, Jared.
Very good.
Okay. Next up.
Pool and golf.
This is, don't have a name here. Unnamed texter
Unnamed.
Says, on Sunday, my co-ed sand volleyball team won our third title in a row. Three-peat.
Repeat.
Where was that at location, please?
I don't know. I don't have the answer
we
to that.
We'd like a name on that if you can double back.
One name,
there's a chance
double
that
back
was at either
in the
Spikes
location.
Possibly there.
Could be Spikes. Yeah.
That is Spikes still rolling out there.
Spikes is doing really well.
Yeah.
Next up, we have unnamed texter. A weekend on the road. Drove from Alma to West Point to see my parents and watch nephews play baseball. Saw a home run, then drove back home Friday night. Saturday morning, found out that Shohei Ohtani was pitching against the Royals. We scrambled to get ready to drive down to KC. No game plan, just went and bought tickets on the way. Got there early enough, then drove back 5.5 hours back home after the game. Sunday, drove west to McCook to celebrate my grandpa's 85th birthday at the Eagles Club. There was shuffleboard being played.
We need a name.
Unnamed text. That's a lot of driving.
That's a pretty incredible weekend.
Yeah, we need a name.
Went from Alma to West Point.
That's right.
And then back to Alma.
Correct.
Then to Kansas City.
5.5 hour
to
drive.
To watch a game, then drive back from that, and then drove...
To McCook.
I don't even know how to...
Jake
trip is what that is.
It's like Jake Sorensen did the itinerary.
Yep.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And then we're also going to shoot weapons in between there.
Right. There's going to be some
shotguns.
Evan Williams.
Yes.
What about Shohei throwing 102 in Kansas City? He's throwing 102. Shohei.
You know what the best part of that game was? This is sad. The Royals, that was their only win at home this entire month. They don't play today. They won one home game in the month of June. I think they had four or five series at home. Got swept three or four times and won one game.
That's it.
That is horrible.
I know.
It's embarrassing. They won the game 9-5, but awful.
They did win 9-5.
That's it. Yeah, they gave up four runs in the ninth. It was 9-1 entering the ninth. Almost blew it.
All right, we got two unnamed. We need some names on those. Right?
What's our leader so far?
Well,
Hannah.
I'm going with the last one, the unnamed.
Oh, both, I'm still with Hannah.
Hannah did chime
Hannah
in.
Hannah called in.
She called.
With her husband.
Bill, can I just say this to you? Hannah called in with her name. Unnamed is hard to deal with.
I agree. We can't go unnamed. But if he had a name, but just that's quite a weekend. They went from it Alma is. To West Point.
A lot
West
of
Point back home. Drove to KC to a
right.
game,
yep.
came back from KC,
yep.
then drove to McCook for shuffleboard with an 85-year-old grandpa.
Shohei and shuffleboard's a great, great double.
And had no plans for it.
No.
They didn't even stay.
All right, I'll put a star by
this,
it.
This one won't win, but I think you'll like the story here.
I'd like to hear it.
Cheeseburger, great
the
name,
burger.
By the way.
Thank you for the name.
Says, I went back to Crawford for my 20-year class reunion.
Nice.
However, only two of us showed up. No sports, but a lot of sightseeing in Crawford. Two people came back for the class reunion of 20 years ago.
Man. All right.
20 years ago.
Like to see
I was talking in Pendert. We were right out there. Several said gathered in the street to discuss. And when one young man. Yes, and one young, we're talking about how great the alumni weekend is. And the one husband's from out of Pender. He's from Fremont. So he kept talking about Fremont. And I go, well, what was your alumni like? He goes, I don't know. I've never been back to one since I graduated.
Oh, mm.
So I go, talk to the hand.
Yeah.
That's why.
The big schools
like
don't go back.
Yeah.
It's the small towns, they go back.
Okay. Cheeseburger. Thank you.
Okay.
I like cheeseburger.
We'll stop there.
So you think it's between cheeseburger, unnamed, that went to the game and played shuffleboard, and Hannah. I'm going yeah. Hannah.
She called in with her husband.
She got married.
And the Del Rey. You love the Del Rey, Bill.
She's 27.
I said what I said.
All right, we could go two.
We're going two. We have to go two. Not
okay.
four. We can do
Anthony's
two.
Anthony's fine with two.
We
can't
do
four. Two is the max.
Going and now, hang on now. Let's not think that I don't love Hannah, too. That was great.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I go with this one. The reason that I select the other ways, I like Spur
the moment. Yeah.
I like the fact that the weekend was not planned.
Yeah. They just
all
yeah.
of a sudden, they're driving back from Westbourne. They go, hang on. Who's pitching?
Right.
Let's
Shohei.
Go. Yeah, let's go. Throw in 102. We have two winners.
Do me a favor, unnamed texter. Shoot me back your name on the text
there
line.
You go. There
who
you
had
go.
That. We'll get you hooked up. And we'll get Hannah, if you're listening still, text
so
us your
two.
Phone number. We'll get you hooked up, too. And then come by and get your $25 gift card to Valentino's here at the station. Our sponsor of Mozzarella Monday.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Cheeseburger. Thank you, Mitch. And enjoy St. Lucia.
That's still pretty good, you know.
St. Lucia.
Be a fun time. The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.